Oh, Mother, I was...
Deception. Deception.
How was the DAR meeting? Didn't you go to the DAR meeting, Mother?
No. No, I did not have the strength to go to the DAR. In fact, I did not have the courage. I wanted to find a hole in the ground and hide myself in it forever.
Why did you do that, Mother? Why are you
doing... Why? How old are you, Laura?
Mother, you know my age.
I thought you were an adult. It seems that I was mistaken.
Please don't stare at me, Mother.
What are we going to do? What is going to become of us? What is the future?
Has something happened, Mother? Mother, has something happened?
I'll be all right in a minute. I'm just bewildered by life.
Mother, I wish you'd tell me what's happened.
As you know, I was supposed to be inducted into my office at the DAR this afternoon. But I stopped off at Rubicam's Business College to speak to your teachers about your having a cold. And asked them what progress they thought you were making down there.
Oh.
I went to the typing instructor and I introduced myself as your mother. She didn't know who you were. Wingfield, she said, we don't have any such student enrolled in the school. Well, I assured her she did, that you've been going to classes since early in January. I wonder, she said, if you could be talking about that terribly shy little girl who dropped out of school after only a few days' attendance. No, I said, no. Laura, my daughter, has been going to school every day for the past 6 weeks. Excuse me, she said. And she took out the attendance book, and there was your name, unmistakably printed, and all the dates you were absent until they decided you'd dropped out of school. I still said, no, no, there must be some mistake. There must have been some mix-up in the records. And she said, no, I remember her perfectly now. Her hand shook so that she couldn't hit the right keys. First time we gave her a speed test, she broke down completely, was sick at the stomach and almost had to be carried into the washroom. After that morning, she never showed up anymore. We phoned the house, but never got any answer. While I was working at Famous and Barr, I suppose, demonstrating those... Oh! I felt so weak, I could barely keep on my feet. I had to sit down while they got me a glass of water. $50 tuition! All our plans, my hopes, and ambitions for you just gone up the spout. Just gone up the spout like that. Oh, don't do that, Laura. Don't play that Victrola.
Oh.
Laura, where have you been going when you've gone out pretending you were going to business college?
I've just been going out walking.
Oh, that's not true.
It is. I just went walking.
Walking. Walking in winter. Deliberately caught in pneumonia in that light coat. Where did you walk to, Laura?
Oh, all sorts of places. Mostly in the park.
Even after you started catching that cold?
It was the lesser of two evils, Mother. I couldn't go back. I threw up on the floor.
From 7:30 till 5:30 every day, you mean to tell me you walked around the park because you wanted to make me think that you were still going to Rubicam's Business College?
Well, it wasn't as bad as it sounds. I went inside places to get warmed up.
Inside where?
I went in the art museum and the birdhouses at the zoo. I visited the penguins every day. Sometimes I did without luncheon. Went to the movies. Lately, I've been spending most of my afternoons in the jewel box. That big glass house where they raise the tropical flowers.
You did all this to deceive me, just for deception. Why?
Mother, when you're disappointed, you get that awful suffering look on your face like the picture of Jesus' mother in the museum.
Oh, shh.
I couldn't face it.
So, what are we going to do with the rest of our lives? Stay home and watch the parades go by? Amuse ourselves at the glass menagerie, darling? Eternally play those worn-out phonograph records your father left as a painful reminder of him? We won't have a business career. We've given that up because it gave us nervous indigestion. What is there left but dependency all our lives? I know so well what becomes of unmarried women who aren't prepared to occupy a position. I've seen such pitiful cases in the South. Barely tolerated spinsters living upon the grudging patronage of sister's husband or brother's wife. Stuck away in some little mousetrap of a room, encouraged by one in-law to visit another. Little bird-like women without any nest, eating the crust of humility all their life. Is that the future we've mapped out for ourselves? I swear it's the only alternative I can think of. It isn't a very pleasant alternative, is it? Of course, some girls do marry. Haven't you ever liked some boy?
Yes, I liked one once. I came across his picture a while ago.
He gave you his picture?
No, it's in the yearbook.
Oh, a high school boy.
Yes, his name was Jim. Here he is in the Pirates of Penzance.
The what?
The operetta the senior class put on. Oh, he had a wonderful voice. And we sat across the aisle from each other Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the Ord. Here he is with the silver cup for debating. See his grin?
He must have had a jolly disposition.
He used to call me Blue Roses.
Why did he call you such a name as that?
When I had that attack of pleurosis, he asked me what was the matter when I came back. I said pleurosis. He thought I said Blue Roses. So? That's what he always called me after that. Whenever he saw me, he'd holler, "Hello, Blue Roses." I didn't care for the girl that he went out with, Emily Meissenbach. Emily was the best-dressed girl at school, but she never struck me, though, as being sincere. It says in the personal section they're engaged. Oh, that's a long time ago. They must be married by now.
Girls that aren't cut out for business careers usually wind up married to some nice man. Sister, that's what you'll do.
Oh, but Mother...
Yes?
I'm crippled.
Nonsense, Laura. I told you never, never to use that word. Why, you're not crippled. You just have a little defect, hardly noticeable even. When people have some slight disadvantage like that, they cultivate other things to make up for it. Develop charm and vivacity and... charm. That's all you have to do. One thing your father had plenty of was charm.